The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand.
Very good morning to everyone listening in this morning as we count down to the close of 2022. And of course many will be looking forward to finishing work and going on holiday or just enjoying the many things that the Nelson region offers. So I wish you a wonderful, safe Christmas, also to the Fresh FM team that's always working hard down here. A safe Christmas and a wonderful holiday, also for the new year. So our friends, our topic this morning will be about God's love, and it's good news for us, all of us, and we all need to hear and discover what the love of God looks like. And so I think we'll say the prayer now before we start. Let's pray for guidance and wisdom there, friends. Lord, thank you for your love through Jesus and your gift, free gift of salvation. So this morning I pray for your leading, and in Jesus' name, amen. Well, friends, good to be here again. And as I said, the year is drawing to a close and so many things have happened. And the good news is that we this morning will be covering the good news of God's love. So my reading this morning comes from 1 John 4:16. The most crystal clear truth of the Bible is that God is love. And we'll get to these verses later on. And his love for our fallen race moved him to give his son, Jesus Christ, to suffer the penalty of our sins. At the cross, God did more than claim to love us. He demonstrates his own love towards us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And we can pick up that verse in Romans 5 verse 8. God's love also leads him to warn us of impending danger when it approaches, because his highest priority is to save us. He finds it necessary to tell us something or some things that may seem a bit hard at first consideration, but on a second thought, when your life is threatened, you want to know the truth that will deliver you straight and clear, even if it does hurt some. So that's what we're going to be hearing this morning, friends. God's love for you and for me, and apparently an impending doom is coming along, so God wants to warn us of that, so we want to know that too. So God bless you. Thank you for listening in this morning, and for those who've been listening in all year, yeah, thank you for being good listeners. God bless you this morning, and let's get on to our first song this morning. And I have a bit of lineup of praise hymns and also a couple of Christmas songs today. So, you know, just to warm up before that Christmas season coming up. So let's hear from Gold City. And this morning, sing that wonderful praise hymn, Power of the Cross.
To see the dawn of the darkest day, Christ on the road to Calvary, tried by sinful men, torn and beaten men, nailed to a cross of this the power of the cross. Christ became sin for us, took the blame, bore the wrath we stand forgiven at the cross. Pain written on your face, bearing the awesome weight of sin, every bitter thought, every evil deed, crowning your blood stain. The power of the prideful ease. Now the ground beneath quakes as its maker bows his head. Curtain torn in two, dead or raised to life, finished, the victory cry. Oh, to see my name written in the wounds, born through your suffering, I am free. Death is crushed to death, life is mine to live, on through your selfless love. It's the power of the cross, Son of God, slain for us.
Amen. What a powerful and beautiful song that is, with the words of God's love, and it is shown to us through Christ's death on the cross. So let's just have a look and see what the Bible says about God is love. And we can find that verse in 1 John 4:16. Let's have a look. 1 John 4:16, but I think if I can start from verse 12, God is love. None of us can say that we've seen God, but if we love each other, God lives in us, and his love will be perfected in us as we share it with others. This is how we know we have fellowship with God, and he is with us, because he has given us this love through the Holy Spirit. We can say that we've seen God and know what he's like because he sent his son to be the savior of the world. Whoever acknowledges that Jesus of Nazareth is the divine son of God, and by his actions show that he has God's love in his heart, reveal that he knows God and is in harmony with him. So verse 16, we know and rely on the love God has for us, because God is love, and anyone who lives out this love lives in God and God is in him. Wow, that's gives us a bit more information there on the love of God. And that the other verse was, how does God demonstrate his love towards us? And that's found in Romans 5, verse 8. So we'll go there and just read Romans 5, verse 8. So if we start from verse 6, for Christ came as prophesied to die for us while we were ungodly and totally powerless to do anything to make ourselves righteous. A person could hardly give his life for a self-righteous man, but you might find someone willing to give his life for a truly good man. Verse 8, but God showed his love for us while we were still sinners. His natural, that means while we were still sinners, we were enemies of God. But God showed his love for us while we were still sinners, his natural enemies, by giving his son to die for us. Having been made right with God through the blood of Christ, how much more sure is our rescue from destruction, now that he has reclaimed us for his own. Wow, wonderful news there, my friends. Since Jesus was sacrificed on the cross for us, by his blood we are saved through grace and through faith in Jesus. Isn't that good news, my friends? And that is the gift of life that God offers us this morning through his son Jesus. And let's, we probably can go to the second song now, but this is called To Worship with Willie Manu, and I'm broadcasting out of the Fresh FM studio here in Nelson, 104.8 Nelson. And welcome, friends. And let's get on to our next song. It's another beautiful song here. And this song here is by Sounds Like Rain. And God is exalted in this song. God bless you this morning, and hope you're having a good, a good day this morning.
Exalted, the King is exalted on high, and I will praise him. He is exalted forever, exalted, and I will praise his name. He is the Lord, forever his truth shall reign. The King is exalted on high, and I will praise him. He is exalted forever, exalted, and I will praise him. Exalted, the King is exalted on high.
Amen. Praise the Lord. What a beautiful song that is, that God is exalted on high. And God's blessing on you this morning as we continue. Our discussion this morning is on God is love, and messages, and what God wants to warn us of the impending danger when it approaches. So in every age, God has a special message of present truth for the world. And you can see that in 2 Peter 1 verse 12. So for example, in Noah's days, God sent word that a flood was coming because of all the violence and the immorality that permeated the world. Noah called the people to repentance and offered them a divine rescue plan from the coming destruction. No doubt many of them felt Noah's message was too negative because its warning tone. In reality, his message was about the only positive thing happening on the planet at that time. It was the only hope of salvation. So we come to the place in Earth's history when things are drawing to a close with rapid stride. God will judge the world in righteousness. Every person's eternal destiny will be fixed beyond change. Sin and suffering will soon be no more. But before that time comes, God has a message for every man, woman, and child on earth. It is the most solemn message of the Bible, the final message from heaven to earth, is symbolically represented in the book of Revelation as being proclaimed from the sky with the three angels' message. And I'll just now read the three angels' message to you. The first, then I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach to those who dwell on the earth, to every nation, tribe, kingdom, and people, saying with a loud voice, "Fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment has come. And worship him who made the heavens and the earth, the sea and the springs of water." Another angel followed, saying, "Babylon is fallen, that great city, because she made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication." Then the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, "If anyone follows the beast and his image and receives his mark in his forehead or in his hand, he himself shall also drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out full strength into the cup of his indignation. He shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the midst of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment ascends forever and ever, and they have no rest day or night, who worship the beast and his image, and whoever receives the mark of his name. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they who keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus." This beautiful warning message here, my friends, is in the book of Revelation 14, 6 to 12. And that is God's last warning to the human race. If you want to know some of the signs before Jesus comes, that's also is plentiful in the Gospels, Matthew 24, Mark 13. You can have a look at all those things, that the signs of Jesus coming. So this warning for us comes before Jesus comes. So folks, let's get on to another song here. God bless you this morning. And thank you for listening in this morning today. And you're listening to the Fresh FM Call to Worship, broadcasting on 107.2 Nelson CBD, 95 Eastern Golden Bay, 88.9 Blenheim and Nelson here on 104.8. Our next song is an old hymn. Some of you might recognize it, but beautiful words of encouragement here for all those who believe and those who might believe in the future. God bless you this morning with Stand Up, Stand Up.
Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross, lift high his royal banner, it must not suffer loss. From victory unto victory, his army shall he lead, till every foe is vanquished, and Christ is Lord indeed. Stand up for Jesus, the trumpet call obey, for to the mighty conflict in this his glorious day. Ye that are his now serve him against unnumbered foes. Let courage rise with danger, and strength to strength oppose.
Love that hymn, Stand Up for Jesus. Friends, our discussion this morning is on God is love, and also God's love also leads him to warn us of the impending danger that approaches, right? So I've already read to you the first angel's message, which is, I saw another angel flying in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach to those who dwell on the earth, to every nation, tribe, tongue, and people, saying with a loud voice, fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come. Or has come, rather. For the hour of his judgment has come, and worship him who made heaven and earth, the sea and springs of water. So the everlasting gospel is the first thing God wants us to understand. And the apostle Paul defines the gospel of Christ as the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. And another text here, if you want to have a look at it, it's Romans 1, 16 to 17. So Jesus puts it this way: for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Oh, amen. And, you know, the plan of salvation was put together even before the foundation of this world here by God, his Son Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. That when they decided to create the world, when they decided to create human beings, they also made a plan of salvation just in case the humans fell into sin. And of course, sin goes right back to Lucifer, who was in heaven, and who prided himself and wanted to be like God. And he was sent out of heaven, and as a result of where we are in this world now, we're suffering all this pain and the conditions of life that we have here in this world. It's all because of one person that's used to be known as Lucifer, the top angel in heaven. God kicked him out with his one-third of the angels of heaven, awaiting judgment, awaiting the fire. And he came down into this earth, and when God created the earth, the Garden of Eden, and put Adam and Eve there, Satan came through a snake, talked to Eve and tempted her to eat of the fruit of the tree that God especially said not to eat. He said, the day you eat of this tree, of this fruit, you shall surely die. And that's what happened. Adam and Eve took part of that fruit, and they were kicked out of heaven. The beautiful Garden of Eden started to wither. Things started to, a tree started, a leaf started falling off, and weeds started to grow. Adam and Eve, who were clothed in light, became naked straight away. God kept them out of the garden because he said, the day you eat of this fruit, you will die. And of course, that's also the result of what we're going through in this world at the moment. Okay. Let's carry on here just before we stop and for another song. And you're listening to Call to Worship this morning, live from the studio at Fresh FM Nelson. So the gospel is the plan of salvation. Its foundation is God's love. Its purpose is to save us from sin and death and restore the righteousness of God, God's character in our lives. Its way is faith in Jesus Christ, who died for our sins and lives to make intercession for us. Jesus died for every person, and you can find this in 1 John 2 verse 2. By his death, he has triumphantly paid the purchase price for every human soul. Full and free salvation is a gift of God to every man, woman, and child. Through faith in Christ and repentance for sins, we may receive the precious gift of redemption. The first angel's message also issues a threefold call to fear God and to give glory to Him and worship Him who made the heaven and the earth. We'll come back to that, my friends, as take a break to now play our first Christmas song since Christmas is coming along. I suppose it's not too early to start playing some of them. I've got a couple here for you today, or maybe three. So let's get on to this song here by Chris Rea, Driving Home. Had I listened to this, was recommended to me. And yes, beautiful song. And here it is, Driving Home for Christmas. Yes, a beautiful Christmas song there, a bit jazzier than the songs I normally play for Christmas, but nevertheless a wonderful song there. And, you know, God bless you, my friends, today. And this morning we're in discussion of the God's love and God's warning to the world. You find in the three angels' message also issues a threefold call, and that is to fear God, two, give glory to Him, and three, worship Him who made the heavens and the earth. So sometimes people get the wrong meaning of that phrase, fear God. But to fear God is to reverence Him or to acknowledge Him as God, not to be afraid of Him as an enemy. He introduces Himself to us in the Bible as a loving father, a caring husband, and a trustworthy friend. You can see that in, if you want to have a look in your Bible, Matthew 6 and 9, Isaiah 54 verse 5, and John 15:15. When we understand the true character of God, His perfect love casts out all fear. And that is beautiful. In 1 John 4:18, but He is nevertheless the Almighty God, deserving our absolute respect and reverence. To a world that mocks God's name or denies His very existence, the message to fear God is timely. So, in other words, friends, that we should pay tribute to God. He is the creator of the world. He created you and I. And for you and for me, God loves us so much that He sent His Son Jesus to die on the cross, to pay our penalty, to pay our debt, because our punishment for transgressing the law of God was death. And Jesus dying on the cross paid that for us. And He's offered us the gift of eternal life. And He's saying to us that whoever believes in Him will not perish but have everlasting life. We can't save our way by works. In other words, nothing we can do, really. We can't pay Him money to get to heaven. We can't, you know, whether we go out and do good works, helping people, whatever you think that we can do humanly to pay that, we can't. Jesus has paid that for us on the cross. He died for us. He's offered us eternal life. And He said, whoever believes in Him, that He's the Son of God, He died, and who was resurrected and gone back up to heaven. And He's coming back for you and I, my friends. And this is the warning He's giving us now, the three angels' message, that we will be able to stand for Him, to worship the true God. And we'll cover, I think we've just covered the some explanation of what does fearing God mean. And if we can go to the second point now, giving God or giving glory to God. So giving glory to God is the highest privilege any person can know. So God's glory is His character of goodness. And if you have a look on Exodus 33:18-19, because we have sinned, we have come short of the glory of God. So everyone in the world has come short of the glory of God. That is, we have failed to experience and exhibit His character because of the influence of sin in our lives, right? And yet, a major facet of God's plan for humanity is to renew the glorious image of His character in us. To give glory to God means to live exclusively for Him, in harmony with the principles of His kingdom. See 1 Corinthians 10:31. The first angel urges us to live life in every aspect in such a way that will honor God and make known His character of love to the world. The first angel's calls to worship a very specific God. There are many gods, so-called gods in the world, but there's only one living God, and that is the God in heaven. That is the Father that sent Jesus down to die for us. And as we all know, that Jesus was resurrected and gone back up to heaven as a living entity, living God. And He promises to come back if we believe in Him. And the great thing, you know, friends, is that Jesus said to His disciples, and you find this in the book of John 14, He says, "I go to prepare a place for you." But first of all, He said, "Do not let your hearts be troubled, but to believe in God and believe in Me." And He says, "In My Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I wouldn't have told you, but I go to prepare a place for you. And I will come again to receive you unto Myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." Isn't that encouraging of our hope as Christians, that God is going out to prepare a city, a huge city that will one day come back to earth. And you'll have an apartment within the mansion, within the big city of Jerusalem that's coming down on the day. Isn't that great news, my friends? Worth thinking about and worth knowing God for, right? We'll get to discuss worshiping God who made the heavens and the earth after this song here.
I can't help but think about the Lord and all the things He's done. He meets my every need. You know He's been so good to me, and I can't help but praise the Lord for all He's done. For all He's done. God for. And if I started now until I died, there'd still be many more. If I could mention only one, I'd have to thank Him for His Son, and that's enough to praise the Lord for all He's done. For all He's done. And I can't help but praise the Lord.
Amen. Beautiful praise song for all that God has done for each and every one of us. You know, we are here at the end of the year, and obviously that God actually looked after us, and He's given us good health to continue on living in this world, working in this world, and we're here now, and it's December 2022, and we look forward to the new year. And also, I'd like to thank New Zealand On Air for their support, and the team here at Fresh FM, Nelson. Yep, wonderful people here giving support to all the program makers here. And let's get on here, folks. We're discussing the Three Angels message, and we're still on the first, so I think the next two messages will have to be discussed in detail later on. So we've seen what fear God looks like, we've seen what give glory to Him looks like, and now the third point that we want to look at is to worship Him who made the earth, the heavens and the earth. So the first angel calls us to worship a specific God, the creator of all things. We live in a world of many false gods. The true God of the Bible distinguishes Himself as the one who has created all things. And here's a verse in Psalms 96 verse 5. I'll just read it to you. Those gods are only idols. Psalms 95 verse 5. Those gods are only idols. But the Lord, our living God, made the heavens. So glory and majesty surround Him. Beauty and power fill His sanctuary. And in verse 1 it says, let's sing a new song to the Lord. Let the whole world sing praises to Him. Psalms, wonderful verses in Psalms. So, if you can, you know, read it sometime. You'll find some very encouraging words and actually wisdom on who God is. Also, Acts 4:24 says, when the group heard this with one mind and heart, they lifted up their voice in prayer and said, Lord God, You are the creator of everything in heaven, on earth, and in the sea. So we see here, friends, that the true God of the Bible distinguishes Himself as the one who has created all things, not the idols that are made of hands, whether wood or silver or gold. You know, they don't talk back to you. They can't acknowledge you. So really, why bother? His wisdom, God has given us the Sabbath as the memorial of His creatorship, designed to keep fresh in our minds a knowledge of Him as the one and only true God. And we can see this in Exodus 20, verse 8 to 11. Worshipping the Creator God according to His word includes keeping holy His seventh-day Sabbath. Jesus expected His followers to keep the Sabbath after His death down to the end of the world. Matthew 24 verse 20. Even after the saved are ushered into God's eternal kingdom, they will forever gather to worship the Creator each Sabbath. And a great verse here to have a look at too is Isaiah 66 verse 23. Yes, my friends, the Sabbath of the Lord comes all the way down from the creation of the world, when He created the world in 6 days and rested and sanctified the seventh day of the week as the Sabbath of the Lord. And every week you're encouraged to go to worship God and to praise Him. and to be reminded of his creation of the world. So, my friends, my message to you today is not to worship the creation of God. You know, he's created such wonderful things out there. The ocean, the trees, the nature, the beautiful birds, the tuis, the blackbirds, and all the animals and his creation out there. So not to worship the creation of God, but remember the Creator, God himself. He is the one that needed to be worshipped. So just looking at the time here, there's not much time to go, but and we've only covered the first angel's message very briefly, but I think we covered the main points there. Let me read it back to you, and it says, "Then I saw an angel flying in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach to those who dwell on the earth, every nation, tribe, tongue, and people, saying with a loud voice, Fear God, give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment has come, and worship him who made heaven and the earth, the sea and the springs of water." So that's the that's the first angel's message, and some of the key threefold calls there from God, or from the angel, was to fear God, was to give glory to him, and to worship him who made the heavens and the earth. Blessings to you, my friend, my friends. Hope you're enjoying your holiday, or just enjoying Sunday today. And let's play another song. I think I have another Christmas song here, and this is by the last Christmas song I played was Chris Rea, that's right. But now it's a song by the Wellington International Ukulele Orchestra, the New Zealand Christmas Tree.
The other the two.
When you see them in December, each plume a scarlet ember, then forever you'll remember New Zealand's Christmas tree. Each pohutukawa showing, it's time for mistletoe. Time that silvery stars were glowing on every Christmas tree. There are certain signs that Santa Claus is on his merry way, with lots of toys for girls and boys, a plough and sleigh. You will feel a happy feeling, the Christmas bells were pealing. It's a sight that's quite revealing, New Zealand's Christmas tree.
Friends, our time is moving through very fast this morning. God bless you this morning. Thank you for listening in. And, I encourage you to look up the three angels' message on Revelations 14, 6 to 12. And remember, Jesus is coming back, and he wants each and every one of us to be there. God loves you, and hope you have a good, great day today.
The Christmas bells were pealing. It's quite revealing, New Zealand's Christmas tree.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, the Top of the South's community access media station, with support from New Zealand On Air. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.